Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian, and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we look at the topic of Christian believers' basics, laying on of hands, number 6. What is the purpose of laying hands on people or touching them? When we look at Jesus' ministry on earth, healings took place when he laid hands on people, and the people came to him for him to lay hands on them for healing, also when they touched him. Let us look a little deeper. Healings through touching or laying on of hands in Jesus' ministry, number 1. In Mark chapter 5, verse 23, Jairus comes and begs Jesus earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live." While Jesus was on his way to attend the daughter, a sickly woman with a bleeding issue touched him and was healed. She thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Immediately her bleeding had stopped, and she felt in her body that she had freed from her suffering. Jesus looked at her and said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be free from suffering." Meanwhile, people came to Jesus to say Jairus' daughter had died. Not to worry, but he went to her body. So he took the body by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this they were completely astonished. In Luke 13, verse 13, Jesus laid his hands on a woman with infirmity, and immediately she was made straight, glorifying God. Even the disciples were given power to lay hands on people. Jesus told his disciples that those who believed, they will take up serpents if they drink anything deadly, by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover, in Mark 16. What else about the laying on of hands? The gift of prophecy. Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, verse 6, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." So Paul had laid hands on Timothy, who had then received a spirit of prophecy. What else? Well, the baptism of the Holy Spirit through the laying on of hands. There's two examples. Number 1, in Acts 8:17, Peter and John laid hands on new believers in Samaria after Philip was there, and they received the Holy Spirit. And we see again that Simon the sorcerer saw that through the laying of the apostle's hand, the Holy Spirit was given. He offered the money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone whom I lay hands on may receive the Holy Spirit." And then in Acts 9:17, Ananias went on his way and laid his hands on Saul. And he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus appeared to you on the road, has sent me you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he rose and was baptized. This happened to myself once when I was praying for a handyman who also had scales falling from his eyes, and more about that later. Miracles are also performed to disciples laying on of hands. There are three examples in Acts 5:12. "And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done amongst the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch." Number 2, Acts 14:3. "Therefore the disciples stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands." And number 3, Acts 19:11. "Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul." So we see hands are very important. To summarize, laying on of hands causes an impartation of power with a visible result as a manifestation of God's power at work. This is a transference of energy or power from those who are filled with the Spirit. Number 1, it implies a spiritual impartation through a physical connection, just like a battery when you try to jumpstart a car. Number 2, the reverse is true. Spiritual or demonic reception is also possible into one's being. Number 3, in Luke 9 verse 1, this power Jesus mentioned when he gave power and authority to go out. Verbal commands often complete and confirm the physical manifestation of laying on of hands. When Jesus spoke to the paralytic led down to the roof, he had said three things to confirm his command. Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. Topics such as healing and manifest gifts of power are dealt with in the next level in more detail, including all areas of Jesus' ministry, together with practical everyday examples, available to all believers who earnestly seek to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. When I will also show how the Lord used me to do the same, just as he promised we could, and what I have learned in so doing. In closing, the next module we'll be discussing will be judgment. and I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off till next time. DV and God bless.